The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly being brought to you by MedWest Associates, the number one choice for advanced orthopedic solutions, innovative products, and superior customer service. By Accelerated Rehabilitation Centers, putting patients first. By Theratech Equipment, a winning team for fast and complete recovery. By Midtown Athletic Club Oak Park, your place for small group fitness and sports performance training. And by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, team physicians of the Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul University Athletics. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. My name is Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Soon I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. Thanks for joining us. We come your way each and every Saturday morning at 8:30, helping you with your sports medicine injuries and all the hot topics going on in sports medicine. So stay with us. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
Sometimes life throws you for a loop. You get injured on the job, tear up a knee playing sports, or are forced to undergo surgery. Then what? Fortunately for those battling to get back to their best, there's ATI Physical Therapy. Our expertly trained therapists provide individualized treatment plans designed specifically to reduce pain, improve mobility, and reduce future injuries. You do have a choice in physical therapy. Visit ATIPT.com or stop in one of ATI's 80 Chicago area clinics to experience the difference firsthand. ATI, taking physical therapy to a higher level. Get there. Are you facing knee, elbow, shoulder, or hand surgery after a sports or work injury? Speed up your recovery with a continuous passive motion or CPM device from Theratech Equipment. Physician recommended, Joint Commission accredited, Theratech is Chicagoland's leading provider of the latest CPM technology for over 20 years. Either before or after, the Theratech team will come to your home to set up and show you how to use your CPM machine. Ask your doctor about ordering a CPM device from Theratech Equipment to get your therapy in motion soon after surgery. Theratech is your winning team for fast, complete recovery. For more information, visit homecpm.com. That's homecpm.com. The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at four Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back here on Sports Medicine Weekly, it's Saturday morning. Steve Cashel with you, along with Dr. Brian Cole from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Rush University Medical Center, and the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, also working with the Chicago White Sox. And Dr. Cole, we had this gentleman on not long ago, Dr. Jason Ong, who's in studio with us once again from Rush University Medical Center, talking about the sleep deprivation. He's a specialist in sleep medicine and behavioral psychology clinical, and talking about sleep, something you and I love to talk about. I want to talk about the kids because we've got a lot of parents out there, Little League parents, the soccer parents, the soccer moms, the soccer dads, the cheerleaders, you know, all kinds of sports, whether you play baseball, basketball, football, ice hockey. And I'm always wondering, I've got two children, 9 and 7, and always wondering with my two boys, how much is too much sleep, how much is too little, when should they go to sleep? I know you've got children as well. What are their sleep patterns? All over the place, or pretty consistent?
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, as you watch them age, and you'll see this in your own kids, as you see them age, it's the classic thing where the teenagers are, I mean, he's 15, he's a teenager, he will sleep.
Your oldest?
Yeah, he can sleep till noon.
Really?
You know, so that what they start to do is they start to shift the time they're going to bed later and later and later, and they're generally tired all week during school, and then the weekend comes and they stay late, the same like they do during the week, and then they're going till noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whereas my littlest one, Ava, she's... You know, because she's 8, so she can go to, I mean, it's, you know, kid, they fall asleep in 10 minutes.
Right.
She'll sleep all night and get up at 8. I mean, she'll get 12 hours and she's fine. She's never tired, you know. And the other one is one that just gets tired and too tired to do his homework at night and wants to get up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. So they're kind of all over the place.
Wow.
In this area, I'm sure we're going to hear, there's probably no one right answer, my guess is, because all these kids end up in these different rhythms. and they just seem to get it done.
Yeah, let's ask Dr. Ong. Jason Ong, thanks so much for joining us on Sports Medicine Weekly. So what have you learned, if anything, about children and sleep habits and patterns and behavioral issues? And is there a right time? I'll start with this question, that let's take a 10-year-old, okay? Proper time to go to sleep and how many hours? Is there a fact with that or a pattern that they should abide by?
Well, a 10-year-old should probably be getting about 9 to 10 hours of sleep. In terms of timing, probably around like 8 o'clock or so.
Okay.
The actual timing does vary a little bit, but the amount of sleep is probably more important for someone that age. Now, Dr. Cole was right in that you do see a shift as people hit puberty that they tend to delay their sleep. And so for a lot of adolescents, they start going to bed a lot later. Now, on top of that, you have different social pressures. Nowadays, you have iPads, iPhones, and so forth. That makes it even harder to disengage from the daytime. And then you have the other pressure on the other end, which is the school start times are still very early. So a lot of adolescents are very sleep deprived. They're not getting sufficient sleep because even though in adolescence your sleep gets delayed, you still need about 9 hours of sleep.
That's the key, the 9 hours. I was wondering for that if that was the magic number of how long.
That's a kid thing?
Kids need more sleep than adults.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 9 is probably an average, but the average is still higher than what adults need.
Let me ask you a little bit about exercise and inducing sleep. I have this conversation with my patients a bunch. I've always thought, maybe this is a personal thing, that when I'm on a regular exercise regimen, I'm generally sleeping much better. Is there some association with activity levels, ambient activity levels, and how well you sleep?
The idea of regular exercise,
yes,
is quite important. When they've done studies just trying to do acute exercise to see if they can, quote unquote, tire someone out to sleep,
right,
especially for people with insomnia,
right,
that doesn't seem to work very well. So for people with insomnia, exercise isn't really a very good treatment unless you're deconditioned to begin with. But they do find that regular exercise is helpful, mainly because it just establishes a regular rhythm and structure for the daytime that helps to establish a regular rhythm for nighttime.
What are the top, say, two or three causes of the inability to fall asleep?
Usually stress is a big one. I think nowadays being up late with electronics, more and more we find that we have to ask questions about electronics.
Okay.
Especially with children?
Sure.
Yeah, very much so with children. And the thing with children, sometimes they hide it. So it's hard for parents to find that.
Right.
And kids are always ahead of the curve when it comes to electronics. So they'll find ways to communicate with their friends. That's more and more difficult for parents to try to find out. So I think those are two important ones. I mean, if I had to identify a third factor, it probably just the fact that we have a natural tendency to drift a little bit later. And so if we don't have an anchor for a wake time, like for most adults, we wake up at about the same time.
Right.
If we have an unstructured schedule for the daytime, we can start to drift. And if we're not careful, then we can be going to bed later and later.
And what about wake up? What are the causes of wake after you? Some people say I fall asleep fine, but then they awaken after being asleep for some period of time. What are some of the main causes of that?
So, again, stress is often one. Mm-hmm. Actually, depression can be the cause of early morning awakenings as well.
Yeah.
So they find when it comes to different parts of the night that people who have depression tend to wake up earlier than their intended wake-up time.
Interesting.
Our guest is Dr. Jason Ong from Rush University Medical Center, talking about sleep deprivation and sleep patterns. He's a sleep medicine specialist, behavioral psychology clinical from Rush. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. This is Sports Medicine Weekly, coming your way each and every Saturday morning here on ESPN Radio in Chicago. And, Doc, talking about sleep, again, about the naps. I know we got into this the last time. For the kids, is it important to get a nap? I know for the little ones, and they will nap automatically. But what about the 9- and 10-year-olds who will play sports, let's say? You know, both my kids are in ice hockey. They have early morning practices, and sometimes you're getting up at 6 a.m., and maybe they have a baseball or another sporting event later in the afternoon. I'm saying, please take a nap, but they don't want to. How important is that nap?
I think it relates to how much sleep they're getting at night. So if they're not getting sufficient sleep, like let's say they're getting only 7 or 8 hours, then I think a nap can be helpful. It can be challenging to time the nap, though. I think as we talked about last time, ideally it's timed about 7 to 9 hours from the time that you wake up.
Okay.
But if they're going to school, that may not be possible. So then you run into, if the nap comes later, it might make it more difficult to fall asleep that night. And so that nap could inadvertently cause insomnia.
And you said, I know in our last time we met with you here on Sports Medicine Weekly, A perfect nap is 20 to 40 minutes, not more than that, right?
About 20 to 30.
20 to 30 right. minutes. Same for kids as adults?
I mean, kids could probably nap a little bit longer. But again, what happens is that if they wake up from a longer nap, they're more likely to feel groggy. They're more likely to experience that sleep inertia. So they're probably going to be out of it.
Almost a negative effect.
Yeah, for at least, you know, the first 15 or 20 minutes. But then it'll usually wear off.
Interesting. And then the sleep deprivation. What are the most common causes and some things that we want to think about preventative from that angle?
Well, I'll go back to technology. In fact, I was reading a book where somebody blamed all of our sleep problems on Thomas Edison.
Really?
Because he invented a light bulb. And so with a light bulb, then we can do things like shift work. We can work when it's dark. And then that means that we start to deprive ourselves of sleep. And then I would say, another example of technology is the invention of planes. So jet lag was a complete human creation. You know, before that, we couldn't travel fast enough to have jet lag.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology is wonderful in many ways, but it can also work against us. So with those things, I think, you know, now electronics, it's just difficult to disengage. I mean, I see people in my practice that they don't understand that checking your iPhone and texting in the middle of the night is a contributor to the sleep problems.
Wonderful stuff. Dr. Ong, we appreciate your expertise and interesting conversation here on Sports Medicine Week. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Jason Ong. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Back with more of our show right after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
Sprain your ankle playing basketball? Back pain keeping you up at night? Suffering an injury on the job? At Accelerated Physical Therapy, we can help. We are a Chicago-based physical therapy company that specializes in post-surgical ailments, workers' compensation rehab, and regular old aches and pains. We are committed to returning our patients to better health and dedicated to providing the best patient experience possible. For more information or to schedule a free injury screen with an Accelerated Physical Therapist, contact 800-474-8300 or visit acceleratedrehab.com. Free injury screen, not for federally funded payers. Remember when playing a round of golf or shooting hoops with your buddies didn't bother your knees? It's time to get back in the game without surgery or more pain pills. Ask your doctor about the Osir Unloader 1. It's an easy-to-wear knee brace that is clinically proven to improve mobility and decrease the need for pain medication. Try it out and feel the difference when you win again. To learn more, call 877-265-2005 or visit www.osir.com/kneepain. That's osur.com/kneepain.
The Spurs are in control and heading home. A second straight humiliation on Miami's home court puts the Spurs up 3-1. Catch Game 5 tomorrow night at 6 on ABC 7 and ESPN 1000.
Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400. At ATI Physical Therapy, we're changing the way you think about physical therapy. We have just one goal at ATI, to make you feel better. And that's what we'll do. With the friendliest staff, the most vibrant clinics, and a unique treatment philosophy focused on making your time with us the highlight of your day. See how rewarding physical therapy can be. Visit ATIPT.com or stop in one of ATI's 80 Chicago area clinics. Taking physical therapy to a higher level, that's ATI. Get there.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Reminder, net proceeds from this show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the LiveActiveNow.org fund. And Dr. Cole, I know we talked about this last year, maybe the year before. We had on a young woman named Shanna Martin, a world champion log grower, who was at risk for HD. HD is Huntington's disease. And let me put it this way. Imagine putting Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, and a host of other neurological diseases into a blender. What comes out is just the tip of what HD patients experience. It's a progressive disease, usually starting in the prime of one's working life between 35 and 50 years of age. It affects a person's thinking, behavior, physical being, always fatal. And oh my goodness, when I read that, it just it's horrible to think about, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely devastating, because it's one of those things. If you have your mind and your faculties, yet motor function and so forth is taken away, it's brutal.
Well, let's. I want to talk a little bit about this. And Dave Hodgson is with us. Dave Hodgson does such a great job to raise awareness and funds for Huntington's disease, and the connection also to Rush Medical Center in Chicago. So. Dave, thanks for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. Let's get your version of what Huntington's disease is all about.
Well, if you can imagine, first of all, thanks for having me on the program. I enjoy advocating for Huntington's. I enjoy trying to raise funds for research. In my case, my late wife died with HD. She had been diagnosed for 19 years. She came to me one day and said, "My brain feels empty." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "I don't know, there's go to do something, and suddenly I can't remember what I was going to do." And it became progressive. Eventually, she was confined to a hospital bed. We took care of her at home for all 19 years. We had four children before we knew what HD was all about, and that's part of the tragedy of the disease. At the time, we didn't know that each one of my four children is at risk for having inherited the mutated form of the Huntington gene. The only way to find out is to take a simple blood test, but you're also finding out what your fate will be in your future life. Either you will have the disease or you won't have the disease.
Wow. Is that independent of the result of the blood test, though? In other words, you could test genetically positive and you definitely will get it, or isn't there variable penetrance?
There is a variable penetrance. We speak of one's CAG count. The CAG are three of the four bases, amino acids, that make up the protein glutamine. And if you have 40 or more of these CAG repeats, you will get Huntington's disease. If you have 35 to 39, imagine the twisted ladder is what people often talk about when they describe DNA. The rungs across the ladder are where these repeats occur. If you have 35 to 39, you might have the disease. You might not have the disease. It's sometimes called the gray area. You could have 39 and never have Huntington's, but the gene could be expanded into your children's testing range, and they may have a higher CAG count than the parent, than the affected parent.
So give us just in brief, what happens, what is the progressive nature of it in terms of how patients present over time?
No two patients are alike. No, not even in the same family. Generally, We know now through studies that the cognitive symptoms or the thinking ability is the first to be affected, and that might be 10 to 15 years before the first physical symptoms show up. The physical symptoms would include stumbling, dropping things, slurring of speech. My mother-in-law was somewhat blackballed by her family because her speech had become so slurred that they thought that she had become an alcoholic. And so she became the black sheep of the family. And in fact, she was expressing one of the many physical symptoms of HD. Eventually, you're unable to talk, you're unable to walk, to pick things up. You have to be totally fed, totally cared for. And then you have to worry about the risk of swallowing. We never think about that. You know, those of us that are so-called normal, swallowing's an easy thing for an HD patient, because the nerve messages have become so jumbled, you may be chewing something and your brain tells you, hey, you need to inhale that food. Well, of course, if you inhale it, you're subject to aspiration pneumonia.
So what's, you maybe just tell us now, what has there been any research success in treating the disease over the last 5 to 10 years?
Very much so. We are light years ahead of when my wife was diagnosed in 1986. We have a lab in California that is working on stem cell research. We have another lab on the East Coast that's working on something called ASOs. I won't pronounce the name because it's too scientific for me, but it's essentially inserting a virus into the brain that delivers a chemical signal to turn off the bad part of the RNA.
Do these things work, or are they just purely investigation?
Have
there been any human trials for any of this stuff?
There have been some human trials done with stem cell research. There are no clinical trials that are being done in the United States yet. The ones that I've heard about are being done outside of the U.S. And at this point, we can reproduce good results in mice that are genetically altered to have HD when they're born, and we can prolong their life. And one of the things that we do in raising money is to help that research to make sure that we continue looking for ways to treat HD, and eventually we hope to find a cure.
Dave, really appreciate you joining us. Tell people who may want to help out in the raising awareness and raising funds for Huntington's disease, how they can do that.
Drop a check in the mail. You can mail it to the Illinois chapter of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. We are the largest volunteer organization that gives voice to the 30,000 people in the U.S. that have been diagnosed with it. The address for the Illinois chapter is Post Office Box 1883, Arlington Heights, Illinois, 6006.
Okay, Dave.
We accept donations of any size. We also accept donations of good thoughts.
We wish you the best. You're a good spokesman. We wish it would all go away. You know, it's really. I've got some friends that obviously have it in the family, and we just pray for them and wish we can find a cure. But maybe raising some awareness will help along those measures. So thanks
Absolutely.
So much. Appreciate it, Dave Hodgson, for joining us, and we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Back with more of our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians. Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400. Do you face orthopedic surgery for a sports or work-related injury? Theratech Equipment is Chicagoland's trusted leader in providing continuous passive motion for home use. Theratech will demonstrate how you can have a speedier, less painful recovery using a CPM device delivered right to your home. Theratech Equipment, your winning team for fast, complete recovery. Visit homecpm.com.
We help gardeners keep gardening. We help runners keep running. We help golfers keep golfing. We help moms keep mothering. We help tennis players keep tennising. You get the point. At Athletico Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy, we help people keep doing the things they love to do. So if you have an injury or a nagging pain that's holding you back, we can help. It can all start with a simple complementary injury screening by a physical therapist or athletic trainer who will assess your strength, range of motion, and flexibility. Following your screening, we can make a recommendation and show you stretches or exercises to help you manage your symptoms and care for your condition so you can get back doing whatever it is you love to do. To schedule your complimentary injury screening, call 1-877-ATHLETICO or go to athletico.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Back on Sports Medicine Weekly and back with the staple of the show, Kyle Pills with the Fantasy Sports Injury Update. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Back at you, Cash and Cole. This week, after a little hiatus, we are broadcasting your next episode of Fantasy Sports Injury Update. It is NBA Finals time. It is Major League Baseball, Cash, and it is the group of death in World Cup soccer. Exciting times this Saturday morning. We're a few days away from the intro games in our own Group G with U.S., Ghana, and Portugal, Germany. Lots of excitement on the thrush. But first, I'd love to mention the bruised ego is really the only real NBA injury to speak of, and it's the bruised ego of the Miami Heat. The formidable defending champs are down 3-1 game 5 will determine their fate, and no team in NBA Finals history has come back, surprisingly, from a 3-1 deficit. It was a stomping that the Spurs gave them in Games 3 and 4 on their own hardwood. Look for that, Cash, but really, there's no specific injuries. These guys are probably just really ramping up on the Toradol injections, the ibuprofen, the ice, and it's going to be interesting to see just how the Wounded Warriors, if you will, battle through in Game 5. But let's focus on Group G, the group of death. U.S. soccer right back Timmy Chandler has a leg injury. We don't know the specifics of it, thankfully. He returned to play team on Friday for practice. The team is down in Brazil practicing, and we'll watch for him in the Game 1 opener against Ghana on Monday. Ghana themselves are battling some injuries. Two of the Ghana stars, forwards Abdul Majid Waris and Kevin Prince Boateng, missed the Black Stars' first training session on Thursday. The injury of those two that we do know about is a thigh injury. We'll call that a thigh bruise for lack of a better understanding of it on the aforementioned Majid Waris. Not a lot that these guys can do. They're pretty sanctioned with the medications that can be taken, so it's a lot of ice. It's a lot of the cold spray, the ethyl chloride topical refrigerant that you'll be seeing sprayed on these soft tissue injuries. American woman would like to probably add and chime in. Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, arguably one of the world's best players, has battled some knee tendonitis. This is likely a quad tendonitis or patellar tendonitis affecting the front of the knee. With all of the loading and twisting these guys do on the field, this is obviously one that can wax and wane. This is one that will need some topical Voltaren gel or other anti-inflammatory gel. Things that are permitted are pretty well and regulated, so a lot of ice. Ronaldo left their training session early this week after just 15 to 20 minutes of drills. This will be an impactful injury if Portugal does not see Ronaldo on the pitch full go and full time against Germany on Monday. So watch for that, soccer fans, and watch for Timmy Chandler at right back against Ghana on the U.S. side. Cashel, we'll look forward to next week, and that, folks, is your fantasy sports injury update.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Kyle Pills, physician assistant with Dr. Brian Cole, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Kyle bringing it with the fantasy sports injury update. Back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly. We'll wrap it up after this
on ESPN Radio.
Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400.
Do you face orthopedic surgery for a sports or work-related injury? Theratech Equipment is Chicagoland's trusted leader in providing continuous passive motion for home use. Theratech will demonstrate how you can have a speedier, less painful recovery using a CPM device delivered right to your home. Theratech Equipment, your winning team for fast, complete recovery. Visit homecpm.com.
Nothing replaces exercise and diet when it comes to weight loss, but there is something that can help you maximize and get the most out of your program. It's MCT Lean MCT Oil. MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides, and while it may sound complicated, it's not. Unlike the typical long chain fats in the American diet, MCTs are quickly absorbed by the body and used for instant energy. MCT Lean MCT Oil curbs cravings, burns fat, enhances athletic performance, and improves endurance, and is ideal for ketogenic diets. It's a fat that actually burns more like a carb, so you'll have better workouts because you have more energy and better results because of how your body metabolizes it. Enjoy up to 2 tablespoons daily to your protein shakes, yogurt, salads and salad dressings, vegetables, and in your morning coffee. MCT Lean MCT Oil is great for anyone who wants more energy and lean muscle and wants to burn more fat. Check it out at MCTLean.com. That's MCTLean.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly is being brought to you in part by ATI Physical Therapy for the highest quality care in a friendly environment. By Osir Americas, orthopedic technology for a life without limitations. By Integrated Orthopedics, accelerate your healing. By Athletico Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy, providers of physical therapy to all Chicago professional sports teams. And by Karen Malkin Health Counseling. Transform your health one bite at a time. Well, many thanks to our producer, Peter Cohen, as well as David Cole for managing our website and all of his behind-the-scenes work. We also thank Samantha Smith from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Teresa Ann Seeger and Will Haskell for their sales and marketing efforts. For Dr. Brian Cole, my name is Steve Cashel, saying so long. Thanks again for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. only on ESPN 1000.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Someday, people will say, I knew Ty, Ryan, Chase, Dylan, when he was kart racing in 38th place. Someday, people will say, he's on a roll, on fire. Someday, people will shake their heads and say, man, that kid sure did grow up fast.
Names are made here. The Gardner Denver 200 at Road America, Saturday at 2:30 Eastern on ABC. Fired up by Johnsonville.